in the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1800. And Baruch Hashem, the 28th day of Menachem of Tavshid Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Rachav. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you write that there was a suggestion that they should organize a factory for making tzitzis by machine in the kfar, in the village. I'm not sure if he's talking about Kfar Chabad over here or the village, but the Rebbe says they're suggesting that they make this this factory, this machinery for tzitzis by machine. And the suggestion comes because there's an individual who has a permit for this, and he also has the necessary machinery. But these people that want to get involved into the business have no knowledge, have no experience from the different ways in order to organize so that people outside of Israel should buy what they produce over there. Their main purpose of this factory was to produce tzitzis for supply it for outside of Israel. They felt that that would be a good a money maker for them to supply it. So they're asking the Rebbe, should they do it or not? So the Rebbe says like this, in my view, since they need to participate with a substantial amount of money, and the main thing is that they don't have the knowledge, and they don't have the way to know, they don't know, how are they going to be able to sell such a great quantity in outside of Israel? How are they going to sell it? So the Rebbe says, I'm not sure, it's a great doubt if this is a real good suggestion, also from the business perspective, whether this is really a good idea. In addition, the Rebbe says there is a spiritual reason over here. For although the Rebbe, Rashab, permitted, Nishmas Eden, permitted, it was during the First World War, in the year, this is in Tofrej Ayin Dalet, I mean, they put the Reish in here also because they don't want to have a Ra. They don't want it to spell out bad, so they switched it around. But it's Tofrej Ayin Dalet. So during that First World War, the Rebbe Rashab permitted to use tzitzis that were made by machine that are led by a Jew, which means that the machine is run by Jewish people. However, for sure, this was only, the Rebbe says, because it was a great need of that time, because they had a great need of the time, because there were a lot of refugees from Poland, from Lithuania, that came to Russia. So they needed to supply, so they needed to have a large quantity quickly, so they needed to use these machine tzitzis. However, since these are not really considered to be perfect at all, and therefore, since there is no big parnosa, no big livelihood that you can expect, but the only thing, what is going to come out, there's going to be rumors and the noise will come out that there is enough tzitzis that are made by hand. Lubavitch came and says that to begin with and publicly, tzitzis that are made through a machine just for a small pay, bringing back a small play, there isn't them. So the Rebbe says, I don't think it's fit, not physically, not spiritually. The Rebbe is concerned that while it's allowed, but you don't go ahead and publicize that, and for, you know, the principle that there is so much available perfect tzitzis that are made by hand, and Lubavitch, for a few small amount of money, is ready to give it all up. It's kosher, the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe says, I don't suggest it. However, the Rebbe says, on the other hand, I heard that there is somebody who is interested to organize a factory for making the housing of the tefillin, the batim for the tefillin, and also writing the parchments. So if it's possible to organize such a industry that it should be perfect, in a perfect way, and the writing of the letters should be in the shape that the Alter Rebbe ruled, and for sure you can find in the Holy Land, Tibbonim V'Sikoinim, those who know by tradition scribe in the name of another scribe, so then in my view, you should interest yourself in that suggestion. But for sure, the Rebbe says, if this also has a business kind of forecast of making, making it into a business with blessing. So the Rebbe is giving them an alternative and giving them an advice. But the Rebbe says, make sure that from the business side of it, it's a business that is worth it. So here, the Rebbe doesn't think that they should build this tzitzis factory that is made by machine, because while it's permissible, the Rebbe Rashab, but that was only done in a case of need, but ordinarily when it's run by machinery, is run by a Jew, but if there's not need, the Rebbe doesn't suggest that do that. It's not business-wise, they don't know how to run it, and the Rebbe suggests that perhaps they look into see if there's business possibility of doing some tefillin and supplying that, and maybe make a business out of that.